Moving on to our next top five story, Ankara says it will freeze the assets in Turkey of the U.S. Justice and Interior Ministers in response to Washington's sanctions over the detention of American pastor Andrew Brunson.
Papas. Steps taken about Pastor Andrew Brunson were not suitable for a strategic partner, and by taking those steps, the U.S. is being seriously disrespectful to Turkey. We had waited until yesterday night. Now I am giving orders to my colleagues, and we are going to freeze the assets of U.S. Interior and Justice Ministers in Turkey, if there are any.
Erdogan did not specify against which members of the U.S. administration the sanctions were slapped upon. The United States does not have an interior ministry similar to Turkey. Trump imposed sanctions on the Turkish and justice ministers after a court in Turkey placed the American pastor under house arrest after almost 2 years in prison. The pastor is accused of having links with terror groups, a charge he denies. The U.S. and Turkey are locked in a dispute over a host of issues. Trump has warned Ankara's failure to return Brunson to America would provoke, quote, large sanctions. Crossing over to Istanbul, joined by Press TV's Rashan Saklan. Rashan, glad to have you with us. Well, please fill us in on exactly what this may mean.
Yes, actually, Marzia, from this point on, we can tell that the Turkish-American relations that we used to see previously will no longer be available, I think, after what Erdogan said. Erdogan said precisely that the Americans are being disrespectful to Turkey as a country, to the Turkish government and its cabinet and its members, and also to the Turkish people, because they're imposing sanctions on two Turkish ministers, the Justice Minister Abdulhamid Gül and the Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu, means a disrespect to the whole nation, and this is not acceptable. Also, the president considers that the United States is not respecting the independence of the Turkish judiciary, because he said that the issue of Andrew Brunson, the pastor, American pastor who is detained by Turkey and now under house arrest, he said that this issue is up to the Turkish judiciary, which is independent, as President Erdogan said. So from now on, and as per analysts, they were waiting for the Turkish reaction. Just yesterday, we were speaking about Turkey not reacting firmly about this and just threatening about these sanctions, or just threatening about retaliation. However, we have seen this today, and Erdogan spoke about it, and he was serious about the retaliation, and he said that we are going to also impose sanctions. So from now on, what was previously known as allies or NATO allies, I don't think that we are going to see it again. It is weird for two countries in the NATO to act like that and to stand against each other. We have seen the United States and Turkey previously standing against each other when it came to the Turkish, to the Syrian crisis. We have seen them face to face when it came to Minbij, when it came to Afrin. However, this time it is not only political, it's economic, and it's actually serious.
Oh, thank you so much for that update out of Istanbul. That's Press TV's Rashan Saklan.